Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, April the 19th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour. Beautiful morning here in springtime in April. A little chilly. 30 degrees, I think, is what it said when I looked at it a few minutes ago, but going to be a beautiful day out there today here in Marion. I think tomorrow is going to be the better day, but today, not bad at all. Well, we've got a news story to kick off the morning this morning. I believe this story broke yesterday via the Marion Star. And we have to give them credit on this because they've done a great job with this story. I don't know how many people are aware of this. If you're on social media, you probably are. I don't know if it's in today's paper or not. It certainly is online. But here's the story if you haven't heard. And if you have heard, here it is. Catastrophic is the term that Miranda McGinnis and Mayor Scott Schertzer used to describe the news that S&P Global Ratings has withdrawn the city's bond rating. The action will have an effect on the city's ability to borrow money or obtain federal grants. McGinnis informed the Marion City Council Finance Committee about the action during Monday's meeting. Previously, S&P had downgraded the city's bond rating from AAA to BB in the wake of the city's 2020 audit report, which was not completed until May of 2022. The Ohio Auditor of State's Local Government Services conducted the 2020 audit, which uncovered numerous issues and detailed three findings for recovery, two of which involved former city auditor Robert Landon and Kelly Carr. The city's 2021 financial audit was supposed to have been submitted to the Federal Audit Clearinghouse by September 30th, 2022, but that did not happen, only adding to Marion's woes. Late last week, I was notified that S&P did withdraw our bond rating, McGinnis said. With everything being left uncompleted at this point, this was expected. Obviously, it's not a good turn of events, but we have to plan to come out of it. So, here we are. Now, this is something that, let me get the mayor's quote in here because I think it's kind of important. Make no mistake, this is catastrophic, Schertzer said. There's only one more catastrophic thing that could happen, and that's the Ohio Auditor of State comes in and runs our books. Council needs to understand how bad this is. Does it jeopardize future capital projects? Absolutely. So now we have to look at the secondary market. We have to look at other options. Okay, there you go. That's the big news story today. What do you make of it? Is it in the newspaper today? I don't really know. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. A catastrophic event in the city's finances. Now, this is big if you live in the city and you are, this is what we were talking about, I believe, months and months, maybe even years ago at this point, about the city's ability to get federal grants. And now it's happened because these books have not been reconciled. We've used that term many, many times on this show. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Again, I don't know if it's in today's paper or not. It's definitely online. I don't know if it's in the hard copy or not. Does anybody get the hard copy? Is it in the paper today? Catastrophic. You know, politicians do not like to use the word catastrophic when speaking about their city, because that tends to worry people and get people up in arms. But they certainly did here. The mayor used the term catastrophic, and so did the auditor, Miranda McGinnis. Now, where we go from here, I don't know. You know, I don't want to comment too much on this because I really don't know the intricacies of it, except the fact that the bond rating's been downgraded because the city's books are not up to date, and apparently they're having trouble getting them up to date because of past record-keeping jobs done by former people in those positions, and here we are. So, any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. We're going to move along if nobody has anything to say, but I find this to be a very big story today. Clearly, not good for the city. I don't know where the city will come up with money if they cannot apply for federal grants for programs. Because I think in the past, and again, I'm saying I think, I don't know for sure, that a lot of things have been funded in the city, like the senior center, transportation, things of that nature are funded by grants, federal grants. And if the city can no longer apply for those federal grants because of this whole problem, where do we go from here? I guess they have to look for money in other places. Look at the budget, I guess. I don't know. I'm not on city council and I'm not the mayor, but that's what I read into this. And again, using a term like catastrophic is not something a mayor of a city would do or a city auditor unless things were pretty bad. So again, has anybody seen this in today's paper, or does anybody have anything to say about it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If anybody has anything they'd like to add, now would be the time to do it. Maybe some people are just hearing about this, and it is a complicated issue. Maybe there's not much to say about this. Does anybody have any ideas on what should happen with this particular situation? You know, where do you go from here when something like this happens? And this has been such an ongoing story. You know, this has been going on now since, what, 2020, 2021? And now it comes to a head. And I guess we'll see what happens. But that's the way it is. And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 24 minutes past the hour here on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Okay, well, that's the news of the morning as we have it. Want to talk about a few other things here this morning. Number one, don't forget to watch. You know, now I think I'm in television. Don't forget to listen to the Friday night show this week, 8:15 till 10 o'clock. That's going to be a lot of fun. Just want to remind people of that. And a new project that I'm involved with, I think, is going to get underway tonight. And hopefully I'll be able to tell you more about that tomorrow. I think it's going to be something everybody is going to enjoy. Now, today's a big day. And here's how I want to say that. Have you ever noticed how a lot of things, big things, just kind of happen to fall on the same day? Well, that's kind of what today's all about. It's going to be nice weather and everybody's going to have a good time. But there are a few events today that I'm involved with that just for whatever reason fell on the same day, and they're big events, but I think they're going to come out fine. But with every big event, there is always the chance that you could have disaster. Now, I don't think there's going to be a disaster, but at this point, big events coming up today. Now, the reason I want to bring up these big events is one of the big events that I'm doing today will be taking place at the school, and I think this event has the ability to be a lot of fun, and I think it's going to come off fine. But I want to talk about teamwork when it comes to this event, because when you put on an event, you want to do the best you can. You want to have a good speaker. You want to have good food. You want to just really have a good time. You don't want it to be difficult. Now, this event that's happening today at school came together on very short notice. I think probably just Monday is when we started talking about it, and here's Wednesday, 48 hours later. Now, there's going to be good food, restaurant quality food that we're going to have today. The speaker is going to be good, and the people involved are going to be good. But now, here's the point. This is why I'm saying all this. You know how that happens? That happens through teamwork with really good people. No one person runs everything, and one person is not a village. And in this particular case, I am surrounded by very, very good, hardworking, accomplished people who want to pull something off. And also by friends who are willing to step up, even when you don't ask them, and do things that are unbelievably nice, like preparing food. Everything is coming together today on short notice, and I think will be a complete success and enjoyable for the kids, mainly because of people who have pulled together and done good things. So again, the best system you can have is the buddy system, and if you have good friends who are good people, who know how to get things done, who work together, hey, nothing beats that. So I think today will be a lot of fun. And I'll tell you more about that tomorrow. I'm not going to delve deep into it because it hasn't happened yet. So I'll tell you more about it tomorrow, and I think it's actually going to be a lot of fun. Now, here's something I wanted to bring up. Now, I know that this will kind of file into the compliment of the day. I know that this did not happen so that I would talk about it on the radio today. And I know that this was not done just so somebody would pat this person on the back and say, good job. But I'm going to tell the story because I think it really does kind of show the type of person that Abby is, and I've been bringing her up a lot lately with our compliment of the day. Here's what happened, and it's a very simple thing, but yesterday I happened to be around her, and there were some kids who needed to get home quickly, and they did not have a ride, and they lived quite a ways from where we were, so they did not have a ride, so they needed to take the bus home. Now, the question then came, how are they going to pay for the bus? Did they have the money to pay for the bus? And these kids were not asking for any money. They never once said, does anybody have any money? They were just starting to go through their backpacks and go through their pants pockets to see if they had enough money to ride the bus home. Now, Abby is standing there while this is going on, and without even thinking about it, she said, do you have enough money? And they said, yeah, we think we do. And she went into her wallet, into her pocket, and gave these kids money so they could get home. Now, she did not get asked to do that. She didn't have to do that. I certainly didn't do that, and she's not doing it to get credit for it today. But I watched her do it. I watched her do it without even thinking about it. These are not her kids, and it just goes to show you what kind of a person she really is. So if you ever wonder why I'm giving compliments of the day, And if you ever wonder why it is fun to work with her and be friends with her and do stuff out of work with her, this is the reason. This is the mark of a truly good person. That is a kind act. And you know what? Everybody is so wound up these days with everything being angry. Oh, isn't life awful? Aren't things horrible? Just awful. You know, it's so negative. Everything is so negative and accusatory these days. Well, you know what? Very little is accusatory or negative with her. And when you see somebody do a kind act like this, you say, you know what? There are still good people out there who are getting it done every day. So my Cubs cap is off to Abby today for doing an incredibly nice deed yesterday that she did not have to do. And I thought it was pretty cool. Also, by the way, I teased her pretty well relentlessly yesterday about the event that we're having today and how I put it on, and it's all my idea, and if it wasn't for me, it wouldn't be happening. And you know what she did? She didn't get angry. She laughed. She laughed. Because she knows what I'm doing. She gets the joke, and that's why she's a good friend. So you know what? That's just a little insight into her that maybe you would not hear anywhere else. And I'm glad that I'm able to tell you that. Because in a week where people are making accusations and saying negative things, and there's a lot of negative news, like this catastrophic event in the city, just know there are nice people out there who do very nice things, who see the glass half full rather than half empty. All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, don't you think that's a nice deed? I think that qualifies as the compliment of the day today. Don't you think that would qualify? I think it might. That way I won't have to come up with something else. All right. What else do I want to get into here? Oh, I had an interesting experience yesterday. I ran into a kid, and to be honest with you, I don't know how old this kid is. Maybe 19, 20, 21, somewhere in that area. And they came up to me, because they know what I do, and they said, how do I get into radio? How do I do this? How do I get into broadcasting? And I said, well, you got to wear comfortable shoes, because you're going to have to walk through a lot of garbage some days, but it's the best job in the world. Best job in the world. You'll meet some of the nicest people in the world. You'll have fun. Every day is exciting. You wake up in the morning wondering what has happened overnight. And I'm going to try to talk to this kid. He was in contact last night and seems to really want to get involved. So hopefully you might hear him on the radio before too long. I like hearing young voices. I like hearing young opinions, and hopefully we'll be able to get him worked in, because he seems like a real go-getter, and there you go. The next generation coming in. You know the bad thing about the next generation, though? They're coming in to replace you. So one day, he'll be doing this show. But nothing wrong with that. You know, the march of time goes on. Okay, what else did I want to talk about here this morning? Well, I talked about today's a big day. We hope it won't be a disaster. We hope it'll all turn out well. It feels like it's all going to turn out well. Oh, I got a new chair. I don't have it yet. But it's one of these big, I think it's leather. Big leather recliners, kind of like a love seat, but reclines. You know, just a nice big chair. Because frankly, I need a nice big chair some days to relax. And I got the call yesterday that it's supposed to be delivered. It's ready to be delivered. They could not deliver it last night. And tonight I'm busy. But I think it's going to be delivered tomorrow. So I'm excited about this new chair. You know, that way after I get done doing something or after a long day, I can, you know, just crash in the big old leather chair and put my feet up and say, huh, what a day that was. The last few days on this show have been interesting, just in that, you know, things have had to be explained, and I think things were taken the wrong way. So, what I wanted to do this morning is I wanted to point out that there are a lot of good people in the world who don't think the worst of you. Let's put it that way. And it reminds me, because on Sunday, I ran into Phyllis Shirk, who Phyllis and Larry have always been great people to me. And I only know them through the radio. Phyllis sends me a card all the time. Phyllis sends me a card for my birthday, sends me a card for Easter, sends me a card for St. Patrick's Day, sends me a card for Valentine's Day, Christmas. Every day last year that I was not able to come into the station because I was not feeling the best, Phyllis sent me a card every week. What good people. There are good people. Ted and Carol Jolliffe have always been good to me, given me things that have to do with Marian history because they know I'm interested with that. Ted called in yesterday and said some very nice things about me after I was going through my little straightening things out tour. What good people they are. John and Carolyn Heimlich, I see John quite a bit. He's always fun, always very encouraging. Judy and Trish, who listen. I mean, just very nice people. Judy brings the newspapers over to the station and delivers them so I can see them when she's done with them. You know, people don't have to do these things, but they do. And I really, really appreciate that. And that maybe is the best thing you get out of doing a job like this. You get to meet a whole lot of really nice people who are very supportive and, you know, I don't think there's anything better than that. And I know if there's anything that I needed, and I said it on the air, I know people would be right there. And it's kind of interesting. I remember a few years ago when I could not find cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving. That morning, somebody showed up at the radio station with cranberry sauce so I could have cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving. And, of course, Sarah, who listens every morning while driving the bus out there, she doesn't have to do that, and I appreciate her for doing that. And I know I'm leaving people out here because I did not write any of this down. But that's the point. You are surrounded by nice people. And maybe we should concentrate a little more on nice people than people who, you know, just are not happy. That's all I'm going to say. So, there you go. That's my little soliloquy this morning on nice people, which is one of the reasons I've been doing this compliment of the day thing. Now, I will tell you something I do need, and I don't know, because now that I'm getting this new furniture, there are things I need to get rid of. Like, I need to get rid of the love seat that I have to make room, make way for this new love seat. I have an old recliner that needs to go. I have two couches that really need to go. I have an old television that needs to go. I have stuff piled up. And I don't know if anybody knows anybody who hauls junk away for free. I know a lot of people do that for free because they make money by selling it off or getting money by taking it to the dump. Well, if anybody wants this stuff, there's a lot of stuff that I'm ready to get rid of. I know there's a recliner, certainly a love seat, at least one couch, possibly two, a television that definitely needs to go, stuff I need to get rid of. Spring cleaning, I think, is what we're going to call this, as this new chair shows up. And just a lot of other stuff, too, like boxes and just things I need to get rid of. They've been piling up for years, and I just need them hauled away, taken somewhere. You can take them and sell them. You can take them and make money when you drop them off at the dump. Whatever you want to do, totally free. So if anybody knows anything about hauling junk, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. We've made our way through a lot of nicer topics today, which I'm much more inclined to do. I like to get on in the morning and actually have a good time, not have to worry about anything bad. This morning we're able to do that, which I appreciate. Okay. Well, oh, I got a new book in the mail yesterday that has to do with President Harding. The book is called The Jazz Age President. The Jazz Age President, Defending Warren G. Harding. Now, the book is by Ryan S. Walters. I don't even know if this is in the store yet. But it's a hardcover book, and it's very interesting because it defends the president from our area. You know, you need to learn about Warren G. Harding is what it says right inside the cover. And it's got a very unique picture of President Harding, a close-up picture of him on the front of the book that it's a picture I don't even know if I've ever seen that picture before. President Harding. So this book hopefully will be out soon. I hope it gets to a lot of people because maybe we do need to defend our president, Warren Harding, here in Marion. But the title is The Jazz Age President, Defending Warren G. Harding. Okay, does anybody have any thoughts on... Do you think Warren Harding needs to be defended at this point? And what do you make about the whole city's financial situation being catastrophic? Has anybody been able to check in the newspaper or read that story online? What do you make of that? That the city's situation now could quite possibly be catastrophic of all things. You know, some days you just don't know, do you? You don't know what's coming down the pike. And clearly, with... The city, I don't think they... Well, the city might have seen this coming down the pike. I think they probably just hoped that it would not come down the pike. But apparently, that's showbiz. So anyway, those are the stories this morning. And do you think Warren Harding needs to be rehabilitated? Do you think it's good to have a book like this out that maybe explains his legacy a little better than we kind of all see it? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know how people feel about Harding in this area. I think we like him because he's from the same town we are, but I really don't know what the reputation or the rep on him is. Clearly, he had his picadillos with women. We're all aware of that. Clearly, he might have taken his eye off the ball when it came to certain matters in his White House. But... other than that, who knows? Do I even have a dial tone this morning? Well, I got a dial tone. Must just be a slow morning because it's so nice outside. But again, 30 degrees right now. 30 degrees and hazy. Phone lines again are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Now, yesterday, we continued with our trivia. And I'll tell you, we're having a lot of fun with this trivia question because there are so many answers to it. Now, yesterday in the competition, we got Mary, Trish, Tyler, Brinley, Ted, Danny, John, Charlene, Carol, and Sarah. Now, you can enter as many times as you like. Now, let me run this down real quick before I open up the phone lines. The category is... businesses that are or were on the east side of town. Now, the ones we have, Dunkin' Donuts, Perkins, Meijer, Kroger, Farmore, Smorgasbord, Walmart, Kmart, Little Caesars, Bob Evans, Denny's, The 5-0, Three Sisters, East of Chicago, Donato's, Del Taco, Taco Bell, Big Lots, Applebee's, Big Bear, McDonald's, McDaniel's, Wendy's, Burger King, BP, Clyde Evans, Crawbaugh's, and Payless. Those are the answers we have. But we still have quite a few left. Does anybody know any businesses that are or were on the east side of town here in Marion? I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, at least 9 answers left here, maybe 10 on this list. Now, the category again, don't forget, businesses that are or were on the east side of town here in Marion. Now, remember, we've pretty well qualified the east side of town as Route 95, Marion-Mount Gilead Road, and kind of all the roads that run off that area in that way. So does anybody have any more guesses on this list? Now, what we learned yesterday is there's obviously possibly about 1,000 answers when it comes to this list. We've got quite a few. Does anybody have anything to add today? Businesses that are or were on the east side of Marion. All right. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for the compliment there. And right at the end of the wire yesterday, I said Duffy's Market.
Oh, you know, Duffy's Market isn't on the list, but boy, the girls were talking about that yesterday.
And also, every time I touch my pad, I get that thing twisted around, and sometimes I don't get in there on time or not. But, you know, I had Charlie on early this morning, maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes at the most coming on, and he mentioned that. I said, what a coincidence. I closed the show on your thing, and I turned my pad back on this morning for you, and there's Charlie Evers, and he said the most fabulous fresh vegetable stand was Duffy's. And
what a coincidence.
On your recording. Yeah, it was. So, yeah. Thanks.
Hey, thank you.
See you later.
Well, you know what? When we talked about Duffy's Market yesterday, I know the girls, Michelle and Abby, were having a little group chat as the show was going on yesterday. And they were talking, hey, they should open that back up. I don't know. If anybody could pull off running that business again and making it work, it would be Michelle and Abby. I would have to say that. I think they certainly could pull that off very successfully. And a lot of people like Duffy's Market. So there you go. All right. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. 740-751-4038. Now, we've got Dunkin' Donuts, we've got Perkins, we've got Meijer, we've got Kroger, we've got Farmore, we've got Smorgasbord, Walmart, Kmart, Little Caesars, Bob Evans, Denny's, the 5-0, Three Sisters Chicken, East of Chicago, Donato's, Del Taco, Taco Bell, Big Lots, Applebee's, Big Bear, McDaniel's, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, BP, Clyde Evans, Crawbaugh's, and Payless. Those are the answers that we have. Does anybody know the answers that we are missing? And again, so far in the competition from yesterday, Mary, Trish, Tyler, Brinley, Ted, Danny, John, Charlene, Carol, and Sarah. Now let me run through and see again how many are open here. How many answers do we still have left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I think that's all on that side. 6, 7, 8. Okay, 9. We've got 9 answers left on what was a very extensive list to begin with. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town here in Marion. And remember, when we finally get through this list and we do a drawing, we're going to have a Neighbor's Pizza, possibly a $10 gift card to Del Taco, maybe a Del Taco beanie. We're going to be giving away good stuff here. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. Go ahead, caller.
How about Ashley Furniture?
No Ashley Furniture. Good guess. No Ashley Furniture on the list here today. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. You know, we have not heard from Judy in a while. I don't think she called in at all yesterday, and I don't remember hearing from her on Friday. I saw her Friday when she came in to pick up her See's Candy lollipops at the station, but I have not heard from her in a while. Hope Judy's okay out there. And Lee, you know, we get reports from Lee. I know he's back in the nursing home, and we hope that maybe he's doing better, and we'll get to come home sometime soon. So, you know, we hope the best in that particular situation for sure. Well, I thought we had a call coming in there, but maybe they gave up on it. If that's you, buzz back, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town here in Marion. Okay, maybe there was just a little telephone snafu there. Go ahead, caller.
Is there any of the motels out there?
You know, I think we do have one hotel on the list.
Okay, someone might make a jab at some of those. Thanks.
Sounds good. Yes, I think we do have one hotel on this particular list. Let me look and make sure we don't have more than one. No, I think we just have one. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you out there? Beautiful morning to be out driving the bus.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Has anyone said Jolly Mushroom?
No, that's a good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Well, what about Cricket?
Cricket. No Cricket on the list.
Poppin' and Rollin'.
Nope. What is Poppin' and Rollin'?
Ice cream and popcorn.
Oh, where's that at? Or is it gone?
It was where the, I'm pretty sure it was where the Eat Greek place is now.
Oh, okay. No Poppin' and Rollin' on the list.
Oh, and that was my next guess. Eat Greek.
Oh, Eat Greek. Nope. No Eat Greek on the list.
Somebody said Farmore the other day, didn't they?
Yeah, we got Farmore. Farmore was on the list.
Well, golly gosh darn it. Okay.
Now, did you hear the nice put-up I had for you this morning?
Yes, and now your compliments sound like compliments. Before, I think it was somewhat of a bunch of silliness, but now these are starting to sound like genuine compliments that anyone would be envious of.
Well, hey, by the way, can you imagine that Abby did that yesterday? Is that not one of the most remarkably kind things for somebody to do when they're not...
Well, in my line of work, I see that all the time.
Isn't that nice, though?
Yes, it is. Not that anybody cares about my opinion, but when there are plenty of times when people will, like, for instance, their bus passes will be expired and they'll go to get on the bus and they didn't bring anybody with them because they thought they had the bus pass. And invariably, somebody always, hey, I got you. And I mean, $1.25 or 60 cents isn't going to make or break anyone, probably, but it's just the idea that, you know, someone cared enough to help you out. Like, I'm going to help you. It's okay, I got you.
Well, what was striking to me about that whole situation just was they did not ask at all for the money. And there were other, I mean, I was sitting right there, and I did not, it didn't even dawn on me. I mean, I guess if they would have asked me, I would have tried to help them. But it didn't even dawn on me. And she, without skipping a beat, was, hey, you know, Let's get this done for you.
And well, anytime somebody does that on my bus, when they go in their pocket and, you know, throw a buck into the vault for someone, I always say, now that's what I like to see. That's what I meant when I said I know no one cares about my opinion, but I always try to compliment their generosity, and I'll say, now that's what I like to see. Everybody helping everybody.
Well, and you know what? Just a little more positive attitude, I think, can help. It seems like people seem to be downtrodden lately, and I don't know why that is, but hey, let's be positive. You know, we're waking up alive every morning. People are doing good deeds every day. Let's all be happy.
Well, and what is that saying? Be the change you want to see in the world.
That's right. You're the only person who can change you. Nobody else is going to fix you. You've got to fix you.
Well, I tell you, if this bus driving gig and the radio gig doesn't work out, we could start making bumper stickers.
our work for Hallmark. We get a job with Hallmark. Why not?
Why not?
Thanks. Phone number, phone is wide open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town in Marion. Well, we ticked off quite a few there with Sarah, and none of them happened to be on the list, unfortunately. Dunkin' Donuts, Perkins, Meijer, Kroger, Farmore, Smorgasbord, Walmart, Kmart, Little Caesars, Bob Evans, Denny's, 5-0, Three Sisters Chicken, East of Chicago, Donato's, Del Taco, Taco Bell, Panda Express, Odd Lots, Applebee's, Big Bear, McDaniel's, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, BP, Clyde Evans, Crawbaugh's, Payless. We've got all those. Still have 9 left. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Holiday Inn?
That's it. Holiday Inn. You got it.
Okay.
Holiday Inn is definitely on the list. Well, that takes us down to 8. Holiday Inn. One of the bigger buildings out on Route 95. So now we're down to 8. Okay. Now remember, these are businesses that could still be on the east side of town, or they might have been there in the past. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 left now that we've got the Holiday Inn. So what are the other 8 businesses that we are not getting here to 4 this morning that are or were on the east side of town here in good old Marion? As you drive down Route 95, Marion Mount Gilead Road, however you refer to it, what are those businesses that we do not have yet? Mary, Trish, Tyler, Brinley, Ted, Danny, John, Charlene, Carol, Sarah, all still in here. But we got to finish out the list before we do the drawing. And we've still got 8 to go. 58 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town here in good old Marion, Ohio. You know, I think we're getting to that point where we've ticked off so many of them now that it's hard to think of the businesses that we have not mentioned. But there are several that we have not mentioned. Some are no longer there. Some are still there. I think some of these are still there. Let me double check here. Well, I don't know. Some are from the past, that's for sure. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I don't think anyone's mentioned Duffy's Market.
You know, Duffy's Market, a good, not on the list, but a good guess.
All right, thank you.
No Duffy's Market on the list here this morning. All right, we're going to break.
You're
but we're coming back.
To
hopefully
WWGH
we get these 8. Stay
Radio
tuned. Back
LP,
in 50.
Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what I'm impressed by? You think I would know this, how you have all this audio.
Oh, you're impressed by this?
Well, what do you do, just tape it, tape the shows as they go? But you're going back 10 years now, or maybe longer. And